deal with that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ass to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
There is a way. No matter what.
Today, I've done some serious research for you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I was digging deep for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not even trying to stretch it, but the reality is the rabbit hole's going deep. Okay, just to let you know. So, listen, a couple things that I want to say today, and it's. And this is coming from the heart, you know. Love is a terrible thing to waste. Never waste love. Never waste it. Because You see, love can be transformed in many ways, or it can be received in many ways, or it can be disseminated in many different ways. But never waste your love, because you can't really waste love, really, can you? Because that is one of the commandments, is to love, right? The greatest thing that we have is love. So just want to put that out there for you, ladies and gentlemen, who love people. Oh, yeah. All right, so let's get into it. You can follow me at george.mago.904 on Facebook. Also follow me at soundoff97413 on Facebook. You can follow me at Twitter on soundoff47413, or you can email me at soundoff97413@gmail.com. You can go to my website, my official Soundoff Forum website, which is www.soundofforums.com, net or, and you can, and that's with three F's and an S, Sound Off Forums with an S. And if you'd like to call in, want to participate, want to talk about it, you know, that'd be cool too. You can, area code 347-989-1014, that's area code 347-989-1014. We'll go ahead and kick it with the King James Version of Ephesians 6:6-13. Not with eye service as man pleasers, but the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever goodness, good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master is also in heaven, neither is there respect of the persons with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to have to stand in evil day, and having all done, to stand, and let the church say amen. As we continue to, what I consider to be epistasize, you could say, there's, man, I'm telling you, just a lot of stuff going on. But what we're going to do is going to go ahead and get into this right quick. So I'm going to go ahead and start the video.
Biochemistry with postdoctoral fellowships in virology and genetics. I know how to read. What Voight had no relationship outside of work?
There was material in the department that indicates he had an unusual fixation with you. Photographs, journal entries, they found several articles of clothing.
What?
Did you ever rebuff him in any way?
No. No, no, I always thought he was gay.
Look, no one's suggesting that you're responsible for what happened.
Oh, thank
Survivors
you.
Survivors often experience feelings of guilt. Those feelings can be amplified by the realization that he let you live.
And he let me live. Have you seen the video? Do you really think that's what it shows? You are asking all the wrong questions.
What should I be asking, Martha?
Has anyone looked at Dr. Boyd's blood work? Have they? I mean, that is the only thing that is going to make any sense here. His behavior was... Look, there are projects, Darrison, defense projects that could explain why he did what he did. And people there are working on behavioral design. Programmable behavior, neural design. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I think he was exposed to something in the lab.
Found it.
Look, I want to get out. Would you please stop the car?
You can't be that naive.
Would you let me out of the car?
You're naive. this all worked out, don't you? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? You can't run, not alone. You don't know how. You certainly can't hide, not from people like this. With the resources they have, you won't make it to Sundown. So what's that leave you? You go public, sure. You go loud. Call your sister, because that worked out well for you. Call some ex-roommate. Call a guy that knows a guy at the Washington Post. Put it online, because you know what? You blow me off, that's the only play you've got. But you better ask yourself this. Could you ever say it loud enough, or fast enough, that they'd be too afraid to finish what they started? Now, I've got a plan, and it's just not that complicated. What I'm going to do is wait for the next person to show up to kill you. Maybe they can help me. So go for it.
I had no choice. I had to get out of there.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get started. I had to play. I'm playing these sound bits bit by bit, so bear with me. But anyway, so Dr. Marta said that she is a virologist and also a geneticist. Okay, that's her field of expertise. Yesterday I said I was going to break down the themes of what I need you guys to try to understand what's really happening, what's going on. And the reason why I have to break it down is because there's a lot of stuff. A lot of complexity, a lot of things I have to explain to you so you get the concept, okay? So let's actually go through the thing and look at it, okay? So the operative, which his name is Aaron Cross, he goes and he's part of Blackbriar, okay? He doesn't know that. Well, he does know that he's part of part of the CIA Black Ops Department. He does know that, but what he doesn't know is that they're being phased out. Not until they send a unmanned drone and they try to kill him and the other black assassin, or the asset that was trying to help him when he was in a cold. Okay, so first of all, it's pretty interesting that he knows where the tracking beacon is in his leg. I don't know how he knew that, but he knew it. Okay, that's a thumbs up for him. So in that sense, he is being tracked. He is being tracked by his organization, which is part of the CIA, which is another umbrella corporation. Now, what is very, very important for us to build a dialogue on tonight is how are we going to break down these parts and how I'm going to lay it out for you. Okay, so the first part I played of the movie, and I skipped half of, skipped into a better part of it, and it was to the point where the part that I skipped was the one of the doctors that she was working with went crazy, locked all the doors, and all the scientists who were working on the specific genetic things that they're doing for that specific operation needed to be terminated. So they did. They got somebody. They did something to him. I don't know what they did. That's why she was so frantic and said, "Have you looked at his blood work? That is the only way it could be explained, because we were working with these behavioral drugs. These drugs make us do things that normally you wouldn't do." Ladies and gentlemen, let's be perfectly clear. Let's be honest with ourselves. We have medicinal corporations that make billions of dollars producing medication. these medications can do a lot of different things. They can stop Alzheimer's. They can stop pain. They can stop a person from actually having outer vision or some type of spell of dizziness. All these kind of different drugs, right? So let's not kid ourselves that they don't have the technology to do that. The scary part, ladies and gentlemen, is these contractors are connected to. Now, this is why it's important that we pay attention to legislation. This is why people are upset with Monsanto's, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't understand the connections, then you don't understand how dangerous it is for us as we live as human beings. You see, because these corporations, specifically in this specific movie, this corporation is a medical corporation that handles genetically I'm not going to even say altering, but genetically enhanced things. For example, it could heal tissue that could help a person who can't hear again. Those type of things. And so those things are positive, but you must understand the effects of this. So right now I'm building you a baseline, and I'm going to go back for you because there's a lot of things that you need to hear, okay? And deeper in the movie, they'll play a scene, and I'll end up playing it and then have to go back and splash it to make a complete statement to seal it down like we're building mortars, okay? The mortar part of the wall. Okay, so these corporations, well, like I said before, are making billions of dollars contracted by the DOD, listen, by the United States government, period. I'm not going to even go into departments because it doesn't even matter. The DOD, see, when you're talking about the national deficit, you push that aside for a minute. We're talking about what the administrations needs to do, or what they're trying to do, is put together a package that would have monies to spread over every department so every department can stay afloat and operate on time and efficiently. Right now, this is not the first time in history that the gridlock of it happened when Bush was in office, where the gridlock of the Congress wouldn't release funding. But you best believe, ladies and gentlemen, when they gave that supplemental bill that put Monsanto's in protection and just slid in, remember we talked about that? Those are the type of let me see, I'm jumping the gun, but I want to specifically get you to understand what I am referring to. Now, I'm going to give you some names, and then once we get deeper into the conversation, I will reappoint these names to you at specific times. If you want the data, I can give it to you, okay? So, according to this website, the partnership of the United States government and the DOD is Camp Roberts, the Deployment Warrior Project, Protection Project, the Naval Postal Graduate School, the Naval Sea System Command, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the Special Operation Command, Walter Reed, Walter Reed has been decommissioned, and they have another medical facility, but it was at the time Walter Reed. You know what, tell you the truth, it probably still there, but Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Okay, the reason why I'm bringing up these specific things is because, first of all, we can't stop talking about the good and the bad unless we understand what's going on. Why is the Department of Agriculture dealing with DOD? Why is the Food and Drug Administration dealing with DOD? Does that make sense? I mean, Okay, so let's keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to keep that in mind. The second thing is, the second thing that I want to bring out is when Cross is talking to the doctor, he's asking for his meds repeatedly because he needs to come in. Basically, what happens is they were given a viral infection like the flu, and they were coded in to have what, when I say coded in, the virus that they put in their bodies did the damage what they needed to do. But when it finished, when the bad part of the virus went through, then enabled them to put more different types of enhancement drugs in their bodies where their bodies can take. And she goes to explain different things deeper in the movie. But that's what I want you guys to see at this point. And so I'm going to make this statement, and I'm going to back it up because of what she has said and what she will continue to say in the movie. Now, for those individuals who go and get flu vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen, I have always wondered why at the grainiest, low-degenerate store you could ever find, like Walgreens and Ritz and all these different, you can go almost to the side of the road and get a flu vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, you've got to be really weary of the things that the government is allowing to be put at the lowest level of human beings. Because never in the history of human beings on this planet has the subjects ever gained a positive outlook of whatever the elites or the kings and queens bring down to the peasants. Never. Have you ever seen the king and queen throw out money in the street? No, they don't do stuff like that. Why? Because it's not in their character. It's not how they reign. So what they did is they said, okay, what do we need to do in order to vaccinate everybody with the flu? Everybody knows when you get vaccinated with the flu, they give you the viral infection of the flu. So there's a 99% chance, maybe a 50% chance. I don't know the percentage. I'm just throwing numbers out there. There's a percentage of a chance. I'll put it that way. There's a percentage of a chance you will come down with the flu harder than you would have if you would have just caught the flu on your own because you've been vaccinated because they've given you the flu. And everybody knows this, right? So let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you a serious question. Why would you go run out and get a vaccination that you have no idea what's in it, first of all? Secondly, they don't even tell you what they're putting in it and where it came from. Okay, let's say you take it at Walmart. Why would you take it at Walmart? Why would you even take it at Walgreens? Because it's free. They say, come get your flu shot. When in the history of mankind has the government ever given anything free and it's been positive? Okay, so now that we understand that tidbit, okay, we're going to jump into this viral thing, okay? So she said she was a virologist, okay? So virology is the study of viruses. It's also the microscopic, the parasitic particles of genetic material containing the protein coat. It focuses on the following aspects of viruses: their stages, the structure, classification and the evolution, their ways to infect and to expose the host cells for reproduction, their interaction with the host organism, physiology and immunity, the diseases they cause, the techniques to isolate the culture themselves, and their use to research and therapy. Virology is considered the sub subject of microbiology, art of medicine. okay? The major branches of virology is the virus classification. Viruses can be classified according to the host cell they infect. Animal virus, plant viruses, fungal virus, virus, which is viruses infected by bacteria, which include the most complex viruses. Another classification used is a gemmatical shaped of a capsule, often a helix, and we've always talked about helixes. So if you listen to my last the vibrations, we talked about helixes, and so you know what the helix is. And the virus structure, present or absent of a lipid envelope. Viruses range in size from about 30 milliliters to 450 nanoliters, excuse me, which means the most of them cannot be seen by light of a microscope. The size and structure of the virus has been studied by electron microscopy, NMR, scopes, and X-ray crystals. Now, why have I read that to you? Because it is important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when they, and I'm going to say they, and when I'm referring to they, I'm talking about the National Institute of Health, Human and Health, Health and Human and Health Services, and I'm also talking about DOD. I'm also talking about the Department of the Agriculture, also the Food and Drug Administration. You know, so it is very important for us to understand these things, because science, what did I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? When we're talking about things that we don't know, it is used by numbers. You see, science to us may be confusing. There's a lot of people who just don't understand science. But when those people who do understand science, who understand math, they understand it because it's all encoded in numbers. Some of us are good in numbers and some are not good in numbers. But check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. There are the latest report from the International Committee of Toxicity of Viruses of 2005 lists 5,450 viruses organized over 2,000 species, 287 genus, 73 families, and 3 orders. Now, the virologist also studied subvertical particles infections entitled notably smaller and simply the viruses. It's called the viroids. Viroids are naked, circular RNA molecules infecting plants. Satellites is a nascatic acid molecule with or without a capsule that requires a helper virus to infect and do reproduction. And then there is the prisms, the protein that can exist in a pathological confinement that then induces other proton molecules to assume that the same conformity. So, I'm like I said, this is a lot of verbiage, a lot of scientists, a lot of science that I'm throwing at you. But I want you to stay with me just a little bit, because then I'm starting to give you some examples. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, one major movement for the study of viruses is the fact that they can use many important infection diseases among the common cold, influenza, rabies, measles, and many other, diarrhea, hepatitis, yellow fever, polos, smallpox, and AIDS. The hepatitis simplex causes cold sores and general herpes and is under investigation for a possible factor of Alzheimer's. I don't know why that is. Several viruses known as the oncoviruses contribute to development of certain forms of cancer. Of course, I wouldn't say we know this, but we know that these one singular cell viruses that happens, and most of the time you'll find it, and they'll say, well, you have a cyst. And so those are those viruses that they're referring to. But these things are so beyond the regular understanding. Because you see, they teach us this in science, right? They teach us the basics of science. And so, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, then hey, it's just not for you, right? But check this out. The new application for genetically engineered virus is called the nanotechnology, which was recently described to see the use of virus in materials of science and nanotechnology for the use of mapping neurons that can for the application of neuroscience. Okay, so. There's a whole list of different things, but I want to continue on this virus thing, okay? Because she said that she was a virologist and she was also a geneticist. And in the office, they were working on behavioral medication. He was maybe exposed to it. Now, she didn't say how he was exposed to it. She just says that it could, did you check his blood work? Now, we know that you could either inhale it, you could swallow it, you could shoot it, and I'm sure there's another way, you could smoke it, I guess. But we don't know how he did it. They didn't say that. So when she says it, then they turn. This is the part that I want you to understand, right? I want you to look at this very closely, ladies and gentlemen. When the agents came in, she was rattled because she didn't know what was going on, and the first thing she said is I'm not paranoid. There is no paranoia, which makes us to believe, and I'm just going to say makes us to believe, that she felt or she knew that they were going to try to flip it on her to make her feel as if she was not mentally stable in the head. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because every scientist that was doing the work in that session that has helped these assassins during their years on the case have already been eliminated except her. She's the only one that's alive, and the only agent that is alive is Cross. So those two people are the only two people who could go and actually testify and say, yes, I was a scientist who worked on the medication and administered the medication and read the results, and I did the research. Secondly, Cross could go and verify, I am an assassin agent. They have given me this. I have all these things. Now, like I said, the reason why he was so upset about her not knowing anything is because he needed those medications. She said, why are you still taking greens? Because you've already been stemmed in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked about stem cell. Have we not talked about stem cells? We have talked about stem cells on the show with the inkling idea that the Monsanto's people, and I'm saying the name, right, have the ability to not only genetically alter the food, but also genetically alter the food in which the organisms that we eat affect the way that it is put or digested in us. So if they have already digested something that needed another host, when this host has already eaten the chemical, it's been digested, it's been released. Once it's been released, that animal is killed, is now in their bodies, and now we're eating the same receptacles, meat fiber, whatever you want to say, now is ingested into our bodies, and how that those proteins and those neutrons and electrons are broke down into our bodies, we don't understand that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's important for us to understand why corporations like Monsanto's cannot be protected under the law. This is why people are mad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking some real truth today. I am dropping some serious, serious bombs. If you are listening to this, I will require you, I will ask you to do your own research. But check this out, right? Check this out. They started talking about an epidemic strain of influenza type A virus, subtype H1N1. You remember that? Come on, man. In 2009, they were talking about this. 2006, they were talking about this. They were beating. You need to go get your flu shots. You need to go get your flu shots. This person died. They said in 2019, a strain of influenza, the H1N1, that killed up to 50 million people during the Spanish flu pandemic in 1918 was reconstructed in 2005. Subsequently, information was pieced together for the providing tissue samples of the flu victims, the virus that then synthesized from this sequence. In 2009, flu epidemic involved another strand of influenza, H1N1, commonly known as the swine flu. Ladies and gentlemen, come on now. Here we go. Here we go. These people have cultures in Fort Detrick. I want you to go look at Fort Detrick and find out what happened at Fort Detrick. See, y'all are misinformed about what's really going on, and you think that everything is okay. Okay, let me drop some more bombs on you. In 2006, 2007, it was reported that the induction of a small number of specific transcription factors of genes into the normal skin cell of mice or humans can turn the cells into putative stem cells, known as the indicated putative stem cells. Let me look that up real quick, and I'm mispronouncing the name, but y'all gonna get it. Hold on. Okay, the abbreviation is IPS cells. Lowercase ipscs. It is derived from a non-permanent cell, typically an adult semiotic cell, by increasing the force of the expression of a specific gene. Some deep stuff, y'all. They got a picture of. Let me. Okay. Well, I got a picture for y'all, okay? I don't understand. It's a little above my level, but I kind of understand it, okay? So they got the semiotic cell nucleus, and they are transferring the cell. So they're taking out something and putting it into another chromosome with that same type of body that has been metastasized or arrested by two cells. And then the viral parts will be transmitted into the cell. Complicated stuff. Listen, I'm not jumping on that. But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is these things are not like it's uncommon. These things are very common. They have this stuff at Fort Detrick. They have this these things. I mean, these viruses. I want to also bring to attention one more thing before I get off this virus thing is the mad cow disease was due to what they call a satellite the satellite virus are caused by the prisms, and so it's a hepatitis D. So, you know, we're not, it's not like a foreign thing, or it's, you know, it's not here and it can't happen because, you know, that's futuristic. Man, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is happening right now. I mean, I was in Germany when mad cow disease broke out, ladies and gentlemen. So, listen, this stuff ain't history. This stuff is recent. 2000s now, y'all. There's never been a case of human mad cow disease that we know of. But if they are metastasizing or cloning, you hear what I'm saying? These things within our bodies that we need to know.
For the next few days, give a chance to connect to the people who made Saracen Orlando the crown jewel of the Candid Group of Companies. Final phase 3 testing approval is expected this month for both Requiel and Suppressilin. Confidence is high that we're coming in on schedule and we want to be ready. We know the market's eager. We know globally the country.
You directing that at me?
That was the D-track team we sent in there.
I don't know what that means.
It means they're good at what they do.
Well, I was told that they were missing.
They don't just go missing. What didn't you tell us about this woman?
Nothing. She is where she is. There's nothing to tell. You vetted her up and down.
Then what the hell are we looking at?
She has registered guns.
They knew that going in.
She's got building permits, propane, welding tanks, straight bullet.
You want to keep guessing? We've got to get in there. I've got a dozen people waiting on the perimeter.
We don't control the site.
Not yet.
Getting the picture now?
Stop. I can't run this from here. I need a crisis suite. I need integrated grids and comms. I need all of it. NSA or Pentagon or Liberty Crossing. I don't care. Just get me something now. Pack up your codes and your drives, whatever else you're going to need. We're going to move and we're going to stay there. Dita, how am I putting a net over that house? There's locals all over it.
We go with germs. She took samples from work. Pathogens, viruses, and national security.
Good. Okay, I like that. Please, now get it out there. Get it out there. Come on, let's go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So the next thing that I just played for you was this. They were at a conference, and at this conference, they were the senior operating firm for the DOD contracting that helped the CIA and all these kind of things with medication and all this stuff. Okay, so and they also do research and do all that the cover stuff that we see. But the other stuff that we don't see, this is the back room that I talk about. You remember when I always talk about there's a shadow? See, the shadows are never talked about. It is always the front or the facade they throw at us to make the companies look good. So my point is getting to the clip is this. When he says, I can't work like this, we need to get a room where we can go and we have to get control of the site. So basically what they're saying is that the local people, let's take for example the bombing that happened in Boston, the Boston bombing, right? That's a bad example. Let's use the explosion that happened in West Texas. Now, the immediate reaction would be local police force, local firefighters, firefighters, EMTs, local people with such. In order for the FBI and all that stuff to get there, they'll get in there, but it has to be something that would be in that jurisdiction, and that's not necessarily a jurisdiction because it's not a federal facility, so they'd have to get clearance to go to be there, right? So what he's trying to say is they have no authority there, but we need to get authority of that site so we can do our thing and nobody else knows what's going on. We can make up a cover story. She specifically said was, we're going to say pathogens, we're going to say viral, we're going to say all these different things. And so now it's a contamination site. And so now when it happens to do that, that means the CIA, any department of the government that deals with those type of things. It could be any entity could have access to that through that clearance. And so now that's made a cover story. So when the news reporters get out there, it says, well, the house caught on fire because this doctor was working here, and they're going to come up with something about her. And she had all these viral stuff in her house, blase, blase. That's what they tell us. That's the news we're getting. But the real news is there's five agents inside that house that has been killed by Alan Cross to get the doctor out. Okay.
Everybody, find another gear, okay? Because I want to be out of here in 20.
So let's say you want to change the human body. You want to fix a mistake. You want to repair something, improve something. Well, if you're going to reprogram human genetic material, you need a delivery system, and nothing works better than virus. Like a suitcase. You pack in genetic mutation, infect the body, and the vector unloads into the target cell. Getting it where you want it, how you want it, is a nightmare, unless you have a map. There was this terrible accident at Fort Detrick in 1985. Five researchers dropped dead in the lab, and it was such a catastrophe that they brought in Dan Hillcott from Stanford assess the damage. And he got in there and he realized that underneath it all was this incredible breakthrough in viral receptor mapping. He had a map. He's had some very minor alterations made to two different chromosomes. The green side, the physical side, is nothing more than a 1.5% rise in your mitochondrial protein uptake. But with 1.5%, you see this immediate increase in cellular tempo, muscle efficiency, oxygenation.
The blue side.
Intelligence, obviously, is more than that. Neural regeneration, neuroelasticity, sensory function, pain suppression. It's the most exciting development in genomic targeting in the history of the science.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all caught all of that, so I'm going to re-say what she said, okay? She basically said that they have found a way to genetically map the nervous system to accept the nanotechnology in order to get where they need to get. That little vehicle that they send in the DNA through the RNA has been found. What does that mean? It means a lot of great things. It does. I mean, Listen, when it comes to technology and it comes to science, if we can find ways to help people regain their arms or regain their legs or regain their limbs and regain their sight, that's perfectly fine. If we can find ways to cure Alzheimer's or, you know, stop people from having Tourette's and stuff like that, or different medical diseases that are really harmful to people, then, ladies and gentlemen, that is a great thing, and I am not against that. What I am against, and I say this anywhere at any time, I am totally against using this type of technology as a superhuman weapon. There should never be a creator greater than God. And you may not agree with what I just said, but you have to take it in account. And the reason why you have to take it in account is this. If you now can create cells, reproduce cells, and build a whole new human without having conception, Ladies and gentlemen, that's a new world. A new world. And they have found ways to either shut you down or to increase you. They're no longer saying that it's a biological warfare. They're no longer saying that it's a nuclear warfare. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the iron steel. This is not the red the communist world that we live in. We're not scared of the commies. Well, some people still are. Thinking that we're going to have this nuclear blowout, and we could have one. But ladies and gentlemen, the battle is now your body. These gentlemen volunteered to do this for their country, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why I was talking about this yesterday. This is why I was so focused on this yesterday. Because the doctor specifically said, listen, I could have done anything with this stuff. I could have, you know, done conferences. I could have wrote books. I could have done all kinds of stuff on the major breakthroughs that I've accomplished as a scientist, but now they're trying to kill me for what? I don't know. She don't know? She said it herself. They were working on things that was so advanced. So advanced. That was not even allowed to be talked about in the general public. You know, the reason why the lady was asking her, did you tell somebody? Did you talk to somebody? They wanted to know that before they wanted to. What they did was take a gun, and because I know you didn't see it, but if you've seen the movie, they took the gun and they were trying to put it to her head so they could say that she committed suicide. So at that point, they knew that she was not telling lies. She didn't tell anybody. So Cross came and saved the day. That's why I fast forwarded. But it is important to let you guys know, ladies and gentlemen, that they have the map. And if they have a key to a brand new vehicle, okay, you have the ability to go buy you a brand new car. Money is not an expense. What type of car would you buy? I'll leave that for you. But you say, okay, well, I can go buy me a car right now. Money, no expense. You don't have to worry about finances or nothing. You're just going to drive it right off the lot. But they say to you, you could drive it off the lot, but please don't drive the car until tomorrow because there's some paperwork I have to do on the car to make the car eligible to drive. You say, okay, so you got your little paper on the back that says one day drive, and you drive off the lot. You get home. Matter of fact, before you can get home, you're taking pictures of your brand new ride. Your homeboy calls you up, the homegirl calls you up, saying, hey, what's up, you got that new ride? You say, yeah, but I can't ride it till tomorrow. They say, why, man, it's your car, it's your money. You go ahead and test drive that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that these people, these scientists, have the technology to test drive a brand new operation system, and they're not going to test it? No, you've got to be mistaken. If you're telling me that we listen, let me really back up, okay? And then I'm gonna jump in at full force. We send our children to get. We talked about this yesterday. We send our children to go get education. We go get education. And we're the most educational person for ourselves. We go and we are in a position. And in that position, you feel that you are the number one person at your job and you're irreplaceable. That's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. But when you have commitment to that job for 10 years, you've been working on that job, and all of a sudden you hear rumors of cuts going on in that facility, you have no doubt in your mind that you're going to get cut. Why? Because you feel like you've been there for 10 years. You are a vital asset to the company, right? Well, I'm trying to tell you right now, she thought she was a valuable asset to the company. She has given her life to science. She didn't give her life to the government. She didn't give her life to nobody. She gave her life to science because she loves science. So much, she got two doctorate in two different degrees. She working her butt off getting these degrees, okay? So she's spending some years in school, okay? And so she's taking her doctorate degrees to make a better world, to have the opportunity to work in facilities that has endless money, that they can do whatever they need to do in order to complete the mission. They can fail the one batch 1 month, throw it out, then come back in and try to do another batch. They have endless means of development. So she's got the keys to the car. She's driving the car. And then one day, she is told her colleague was in love with her. She was having an inappropriate relationship with a colleague. But first of all, the colleague went crazy and shot every doctor that worked on that program together up, and then he committed suicide. So now you have loyalty issues. You remember we talked about this yesterday. Where does your loyalty lie? Does it lie with the entity you seek that you know that you are loyal to, or do it lie with your individual choice and thoughts as a person? Because she's given her life to science. She's given her life to making great advancements in science. Not only is she making great advancements in science, she's actually performing those things that she created and monitored and done research on, and actually done it on live subjects. And then was able to study it. So all she was thinking was, I'm helping my country, I'm helping science, and we're all doing a good thing. But now she's in a world of shock because she has no idea what's going on. Because her loyalty has been snapped in half. All of a sudden, the same company she worked for don't want her. She's got a high security level. And they're questioning her by the FBI, the CIA? What's going on? Her life is in shambles, ladies and gentlemen. See, our lives are in shambles, but we don't see the broken glass. We only see the half-truths. If there's a whole truth and nothing but the truth so help you God, that's one thing. But another thing is when you're being naive or you're being dumb, or you just don't want to see it. That's you. That's up to you. That's you as the individual. Okay. And so I tell you, and I talk about this a lot. Who are you going to be loyal to? Are you going to be loyal to the devil? Or are you going to be loyal to God? Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And you say, well, how's this turning into a God talk? How'd you get there, George? I tell you this. When I told you that they have the maps and the ability to create without reproduction, sorry, that would be incorrect, because they are doing some type of reproduction when they put it into a culture and let the culture grow. So I mean, that's cloning. But it's not conceivable of a human being, okay? That's what I'm talking about. When they have the ability to play God, hey, listen, that's a whole new level. And when you can turn a regular human being into a super person based off of science that's created in a lab, is that person really a person? Because then, listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very closely. The slippery slope. If we say, based on civil rights, I'm just hypothetically, if we say on civil rights that race is seen the same, if gay and lesbians and homosexual and transgender are the same, then what happens when you have this artificial clone human being Do then they gain rights? But they're not human. They are grown in the laboratory to be a function of whatever that function is for them or the creator to do. But do that person gain rights? Because it's not a person. It's a clone of a person. And if it's a clone of a person, but it still has the functioning of a human being, what is the difference? And I know y'all saying, you're going off the deep end. But listen, if this movie suggests that these people are being altered by super strength, abilities to heal themselves, ability of super intelligence, ability to control their own heart rate, their own breathing, they are reconstructing the human body. We're talking about a genetical change, ladies and gentlemen. So what happens? Listen to me very closely. What happens if the person that does become the superhuman, per se, or the clone human, is able to reproduce? And let's just say they can't do that. Well, let's say they can reproduce. Then the genetic code of whatever the parent is will we be productive into the child. And so the child will create a new. This is why I say, ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to pay close attention. Because when we start talking about movies, listen, let me bring up a sidebar. Remember that movie, the vampire movie, the Breaking Dawn or whatever it's called, with the werewolves and all them peoples? She was a human, and the daddy was a vampire. They had a baby that was half human, half vampire. What happens, ladies and gentlemen? It creates a new species. So all I'm saying is this. Is it will get very you think just getting civil rights for people, gay people to get married, what do you think is going to create down the line when they start saying, well, we're able to produce human clones? And they actually walk us up on the side of us. What happens if the clones are able to reproduce? Then they create a new human being. It would be a homo clomius? I don't know. What happens to these super altered individuals who have super intelligence? What happens to these people who have super speed? Then it creates a whole new a world. Because what happens to these athletes right now that are taking enhanced performance drugs? They're getting fined and all that stuff, but they do not know the repercussions of their actions because the viral diseases that they may carry over to their children or their children's children. We do not know the after effects because we have never experimented in real time. Now, if it's in a laboratory where it's been reproduced at many times and then terminated, then that's totally different. But as you can see, these people have already done this stuff. Now, let me bring this up, okay? Because it's very important, and I'm losing time, but don't worry, because I got all week to say it. We talk about this nanotechnology, and I've been talking about nanotechnology for a long time, because nanotechnology is very interesting, but it's also very dangerous. Okay, so nanotechnology has this. It has so many levels of science. I'm not going to even go all through it. But that's very interesting. I'm going to get to that point. Okay, so nanotechnology is simply, or they call it nanotech, is the manipulation of the material of a atomic or metabolic scale. The smallest widespread design description of a nanotechnology refers to the particular technological goal of precise manipulating of atoms and molecules for fabrication of the micro-scale products, also now referred to molecular nanotechnology. It is more generalized, described as nanotechnology by the subsequently establishing the National nanotechnology innovation, which defines nanotechnology as the manipulation of the matter, which is at least one dimension size and 1 to 100 nanometers. This definition reflects the fact of the quantum mechanical effects of an important of the quantum realm size, and so is defined to shift information of particular technological goals to research categories inclusive to all types of research and technologies that deal with the specific properties of matter that occurs below the greater size threshold. It is therefore common to see that the plural forms of nanotechnologies as well as the neural scale technologies to refer the broad range of research and applications whom common traits in size, because the variety of the potential applications include industrial and military. Governments have invested billions of dollars in nanotechnology research. Through its national nanotechnology innovative, the United States has invested $3.7 billion. The European nation has invested $1.2 billion, and Japan has invested $750 million. Nanotechnology, as defined by small size, is naturally very broad, including the fields of science of diverse and surf science, organic chemistry, molecular biology, psychoconductor psychology, physics, micro fabrications, etc. So I'm not going to get into the full point, but if you ever get a chance, I need you to look up Royal Societies. It is a very pristine group of individuals. Only certain people get voted into this, and it's also in London. But if you get a chance, it's called Royal Society. Go ahead and look that up. But as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about nanotechnology, we can't even see nanotechnology. Can't even see it. It's not like one of those things where we're going to go look under the microscope. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so broad that it is very scary. Now, I want to bring in a couple of things that I found while doing my research. I'm not going to go through that one. So let me give you an idea of exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about nanotechnology. This is a list of software for nanostructures of modeling. This list of computer programs that are used in modeling nanotechnology at the classification of classical and the quantum levels. There's the Asperger design, the Atomic Six Toolkit, or the Virtual Nano Lab, the CST Stewart Suite, the CON Tube, DENDB, which is a powerful graphical user interface. They have the NanoRex, they have the Nemo 3D, they have the Nanotube Modeler, the Quantum Dot Labs. You have all these different things that they're using in order to make this nanotechnology available and very easily to be used. This was an interesting clip that I found, but I'm not going to play it as yet because I want to get to a couple other things that I found. And so when I was looking up nanotechnology, and I was trying to connect the nanotechnology to the DoD. What I found was off of an MIT website, the MIT website, that was connected to the government, and basically they spent $50 million over 5 years. So that was in 2007. That was a year before I got out of the military. But in July 2007, they were granted this this contract to work with the United States government to do research with nanotechnology. Now I'm gonna I'm reading part of the letter. Now this letter is, it says MIT reports to the president 2006 to 2007. So this is a memo that the institute gave to the president, and it's been released on the internet. And if you'd like to find it, all you have to do is Google the institution, Institute for Soldier Nanotechnology, $5 million, and then it'll pop right up for you in this. And so, like I said, I am not giving away classified information because I found it on a public site. So, the Institution of Soldier Nanotechnology, in March 2002, after competing in the solidarity of the Army, announced that the selection of the MIT to host the Institution of the Soldier Nanotechnology, which is called the ISN, as the University Affiliate Research Center, which is used with their acronym, Army Love Acronyms, they do. So they use UARC. By defined, the UARC maintains a strategic relationship with the Department of Defense, or the DOD, and provides or maintains the DOD essential engineering, research, and or development core capabilities. During the past year, renewal of the ISN was approved by the Army. I'll skip all that. And they said that the NSN team has competent members of alumni, the Army, the industry, contributing in basic research to create new materials, devices, processes, and systems, and it applies to research to transition permission results towards practical capability for soldiers. The MIT facility students, pro-doctorant groups or graduate groups, and visiting scientists from the Army and industries conducted basic research to advance of the frontier of the nanotechnology. Army member teams, SIN, will give guidance to soldiers' survivability needed and the soldiers' relinquency to provide the ISN in research. Of course, like I said, they were given $5 million in over 5 years. Very interesting document to read. If you ever get an opportunity to see this, they say, okay, let me read this one part. It says that the NIC harnessing the navigable power will match to its challenge. Operationally, the nanotechnology can be defined as an understanding and a harnessing of the size differential for physical and chemical properties of any tiny length of scale. Tiny means from less than 1,000 nanometers down to the fewest nanometers. These sizes are truly minutes. The diameter of the single human hair is roughly 80,000 nanometers by comparison. These sizes relate behavior, opens up potential for programmable shift, opportunity to create materials and devices which unique electronical, optical, magnetic, thermal and chemical properties for soldier suitability, survivability, and the nanotechnology. All right. So let me. This is what they said they were working on. They said that the research part is. They said that they engaged in a maximum of 40 MIT facility members from 10 academic departments and over 30 basic research projects, training training approximately 80 graduate students and 20 pro-doctoral associated each year. The ISN basic research portfolio features five strategic research areas, are the SRA focus on soldier survivability. One would be the lightweight, multifunctional nanostructure fabrics and materials. The second one would be the battle suit medicine enhancement. Emphasizing the importance of the automatic medical and combat casualty care through materials and developing the psychological monitoring and controlling of delivering of the medicine. Three is the ballistic and the burst and ballistic protection. Four is the chemical and biological materials of science, which detection and protection provided a new formulated understanding and enabled the sensing of being harmed of these chemicals. And then number five is the nanosystem of the integration research that is created by creating and knitting together the nanoscale and the nano enhancement of materials and devices of communication application. Now, the collaboration, I'm not going to read this whole thing because there's a whole slew of things going on with collaboration, okay? But I just want to point out that they said that they had the, during the past year, so apparently it was 2007 when this article came out, it said since 2007, so I'm going to say it like that, they developed approximately 20 new research collaborations with the Army scientists and engineers, including colleagues of the Army Research Laboratory, which is in Abedin Proving Grounds in Maryland. And then there's another whole slew of information. So, like I said, this is a very interesting documentation. They also give names of people they have put to administer these different things. And I just want to let you know that these things are very important because this is where our tax dollars are going. Okay? These are where our tax dollars are going. So we can fight all day about all other kinds of things, but at the end of the day, we need to go need to know what's going on. Okay? So I went to a website called the Institute for Soldiers of Nanotechnology, Enhancing the Soldier Survivability, right? And so if you want to apply for this kind of job, you're able to apply for these type of jobs. But let me see. Let me get to the – let me bring you back to the, what I was talking about at the beginning was the partnerization of this nanotechnology. So I looked up Camp Roberts, and it was very interesting when I looked up Camp Roberts because when you look up Camp Roberts, it is the California National Guard post for the Central California, located on both sides of the Serrano River and the Monterey and the San Luis Alopis counties that runs next to California National Armed Guard, which is very interesting, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But apparently this is a place where, you know, you go and you Google it and you look at the different places where it's from. From my understanding, I think this is a place where they do, they also do, they said on here, the Defense Department Language Institution Center, which is where some of the attachés get their studying, medical people get their studying, and language and stuff. A lot of Special Forces guys go there. The graduate students that they're looking for, I'm skipping over. All right, and so I'll get to the deployed warrior protection project, the Naval Graduate School, the Naval Sea System Command, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, the Special Forces, Special Operation Command, and Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And when I'm reading this off, ladies and gentlemen, it's very interesting to me that those things are included. I mean, because me being a military man, we don't really deal with those kind of things because that's not in our, you know, that's not unless we're been detailed out to go do those type of things. We don't know anything about that stuff, so we usually stay in our lane. And so when that stuff starts coming up, I'm familiar with those things because either my soldiers have been there or I've been there myself. Not to all these different things that I'm referring to, but when you hear Walter Reed or you hear the special operations stuff, and we talk in the military, so you know it's not like we don't really know what's not out there. Of course, we don't know really what's out there unless you're actually on the ground with those guys, and that's why they have the best of the best. But to simply say that, you know, we can allow people to manipulate our minds, thinking that we're doing something great for our cult, our country, and then on the other hand, be slapped in the face with being pretty much in the movie, and I'm only referring to the movie, being able to be disregarded as a number. Those are the things that frustrate soldiers, because our ultimate goal is to do what we sign up to do. But then we have to deal with the hurt and the destruction of our fellow soldiers. That is very hard to do. And so when you start talking about those type of things, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I say it gets very hairy, it gets very gray, because we don't want to feel like we're not important. We know that we're important to our families, but we don't want to feel not important to entity that we serve, that we believe in. That makes a lot of difference, okay? Let me play a clip. Right now, he's working on passports and stuff like that, and they're going through the team. I don't have the ability to fast forward. I wish I did. But
thank you. Will they pass an ID, please?
Now they're going to the airport, and they're going through the airport. They're going to do their thing, and so just give it a little second, and then the part that I want you guys to pay attention to will be coming up, and I'll give you a heads up.
I'm right behind you. Don't tell her. You're gonna stay right here until the time to board, okay?
You're doing great.
You see that corridor on your right? You may want to find somebody who's walking that way. Just tag along. Keep moving. Keep your head down. We'll see you on the plane.
American Airlines,
trail is definitive and fresh. The K-19 tracked her from her house through this wooded area ending here at this little parking lot. Either she had a car waiting for her or somebody picked her up. The security cameras on the street. There's nothing back here.
There's got to be satellite footage.
Maryland's not exactly a high-value U.S. target. There'll be plenty of weather imaging. We're going to have to swing a little wider to find something real-time.
Rating for the car and platform in about an hour.
Not pulling this off on her own. Who the hell is helping her?
Well, as you can see, Dr. Hirsch has died of a heart failure. He was one of the person who was supposed to have been reporting to the committee for the stuff going about Fred Stone.
Jason Bourne, police and federal officials are searching for Bourne in connection with recent shootings in New York and in London. Dr. Hirsch
two shadows. One of them is her. That's the parking lot. One of them stops. Then there comes the car.
Where's this from?
The Canadian Forestry Satellite.
Okay, here comes the other one into the car, and there they go.
Where?
We lose them east. Our window drops out about 2 miles up the road. But we've got the silhouette. We've got surveillance footage racked and ready to go. We're going to split team, find this car, and link up the trail.
With a 17-hour head start.
Where the hell can she go?
All right, while they're doing that, I want you guys to understand here. They're using every camera that is available to them, whether it's satellite, whether it's on the toll, whether it's on the freeway, whatever. Wherever there's a camera, they're using that to put together this operation in this huge technology bubble, or whatever you want to call it, in order to track these people down. So there's no way on this planet that you think you can just escape and you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. Why are they trying so hard to get this woman? Why are they so hard? What was so hard to find these people? Destroy them. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting in a lot of man hours. They're putting in a lot of tax dollars to try to destroy these people, ladies and gentlemen. You want to talk about the budget? How about how much money? Okay, we can talk about. We can talk about what happened to the IRS and all the, what they were doing. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, do you know how much money and how much power and operation man hours it takes to do certain things like this? And I know it's just a movie, ladies and gentlemen, but you have to understand they are going on a manhunt. And when they were going on a manhunt for Christopher Darden, this is what they were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a huge operation. And whether you believe that he was falsely accused, wrongly accused, or whatever, he was never brought to court. I know we're not talking about him right now, but this is an example of your tax dollars going to work right now. You want to hoop and holler about something, you should be upset about this. Because you can't say that this stuff is not really going on. I mean, they're not going to make a movie about something that really is not the truth. Right? Oh, I love you guys out there.
Look at, but there's kids.
Hang on. Stop it.
Not here.
here. He went to Singapore. He just left yesterday.
The girls have gone home. No one told me anything.
All right. Well, I understand. Well, look, we're going to be here all week, and we have a lot of work to do, so we need to get in every night. Get things started, okay?
Yeah, of course. This is it.
You can call Dr. Kumalawe if you want. I just don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, no, no. We don't have to do that.
Okay, great.
Is this the two of you?
Yeah. Yes, correct. Correct. Yes, I will hold. Get it up there. Put that up on the big screen. Yes, I'm here. Good. Where? I need an immediate upload on that passenger manifest. I know. Here she is. I'm putting her back on. Manila. She took American 167 to Manila. She landed 45 minutes ago.
What you hear right there is those drug medications that are being shifted through and sent through in the Malaysian country and in the Philippines and Malaysia for cheap labor. Okay, here we go, y'all. Listen to this closely.
Stand up and walk, now.
Back, Kathy. Move, go.
Who the hell is he?
He's an outcome, Ethan. That's outcome 5.
They're not dead? I thought they were dead.
Yeah, he's supposed to be dead.
And what's he doing there?
I don't know.
He's looking for meds.
What?
That's where the cannons come from. What else would he be doing? She's gonna be helping him.
But how?
I mean, how is that possible?
I don't know how. I don't care. He's alive. They're there. How doesn't really matter, does it? The only mission we've got now is to drop a bag over this.
Are the drugs he's looking for there or not?
Terry?
No, there's nothing there. We haven't made a run in 16 weeks. Besides, we wouldn't store the pills there anyway. It's basically a kitchen, and we tweak the recipe and we bake up a batch when we need it.
Wait, then what the hell are they doing?
The stems are there.
She's gonna try to viral them out.
Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost done.
have a potential security incident. I just posted two photographs on the company network. I need to know if either of these two people have tried to...
Hey, we're on it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we're on the case. We're just in there trying to figure out who to call. That gatehouse just passed through two doctors. I think one of them might be that woman from your shootout up there.
Well, where are they now?
Well, we keep all of our client labs downstairs, so we're assuming they've gone into the basement. I'll just send a couple of boys down to check it out.
No. Withdraw your team, lock the lab, and keep them down there. Do not try to take him.
Hello?
Hey, how you
doing?
Can
I help you?
You alone down here?
Ernst?
Yeah.
don't look comfortable. No, sir. What's your name?
Kenneth James.
Full name, Kenneth.
All right, ladies and gentles, I hit you with the bows. Listen, time to get it on, time to wrap it up. You know, I was looking for a specific thing, but couldn't find it, but there was a lot of stuff in that, man, that was wrapped up, that was going on. The one scene where they keep saying, if he passes the test, should he go? Can he stay? Was because in the movie it was explained to the doctor the reason why that the whole premise of the movie is for him to go get stemmed in because he is not very smart. to the point where he said that he needed 12 points on his IQ test to cheat in order to get into the military. So he was 12 points below the IQ level to even meet the minimum of the IQ. And so his IQ was so low that he never wanted to feel that way again. And so that's why it's super important for him to get his chems or his beds. And now that he's chemmed in, and if for those who missed what being chemmed in is they take a stem cell, which is virally infected into the host. Once the viral pathogens do whatever they do, then the actual coding or the RNA or the message will go to the necessary proteins or muscle, wherever it's messaged to go, it's going to go. And according to this, it was messaged to go straight to his brain in order to enhance his brain capacity in order to make him smarter. He was already fixed in the physical sense, but he needed to be put into the mental capacity. So that's why it's such a rush, because he was becoming a degenerate as far as his mental capacity, and he wasn't able to safely get them to safety at the level of that he was at one point in time, because he didn't think he would be smart enough to do as such. And it's very interesting also that when it was brought to their attention that he was still alive, the person who was supposedly in charge said, "So what do we do now?" Someone brings up Larx. Larx is the third prototype, like they said, without all the emotional complexity and more advanced than, you know, Jason Bourne, more advanced than the Aaron Cross at this point. And he wasn't even aware of it. He said, "Hey, I thought it was just a proposal." So as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the shadow government does not always include certain people. Even if you are supposed to be the person in the know. For example, a.k.a. the President of the United States of America, sometimes he just don't know. So you say, "Well, that's impossible." Well, sometimes you just don't know, you know? So, you know, we can give them the benefit of the doubt and all these things. But, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap this up for you for tonight, because there's a lot more to go through as we continue the series. Yesterday we went through the breakdown of what the Bourne series looked like. Then I brought up the points of where it's supposed to go and what was the purpose around the genetics enhancement and all that stuff. But the rabbit hole still goes a lot deeper, and we will be finishing up that tomorrow. If you have any questions about any type thing that I said, you can still you can email me at soundoff. You can email me at soundoff 97413@gmail.com, and we can get some things straightened out. That is not a problem. I can give you the information that I have that I found. It's easier if you do your own research. That way you know that it's coming from you. And, you know, you always want to check your source, you know. There's a lot of sources that I picked up that I was very leery about putting out. And that's only because of the factor is I don't want to put out any information that's not factual. And I want to also put out information that is essential to the mission of the soldiers that are still out there, because those, I understand OPSEC and how important it is, even though it's seen to be being phased out currently in the military, which I don't quite understand. Some old school people who've stayed in that we would be, you know, battle buddies at this point, who are you know, close to that first sergeant, sergeant major era of mine, would, you know, they would understand what the points that I'm referring to. So it is up to us as citizens of the United States to have to push our elected officials to do the right thing. And if they do have these secret programs, that's fine. It's fine to have these secret programs. What is not fine is for those secret programs to be thus tested on the public without our knowledge. That is injustice. That's not justified. Not even, and I'm not cool with that. And so we'll talk about that tomorrow, because there's some things that you are not aware. Well, I'm making it aware to you now, because that's how we
90.
That's how we roll. So the next time I see you, the next time I hear from you or read something, you should be sounding off. I'm George Beverly. Good night.